Escambia County residents and visitors are being advised to protect themselves from the risk of rabies exposure after a recent attack on an Escambia County resident. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
According to the Florida Department of Health, Escambia County, a resident of the Dog Track Road area was attacked by a fox last week. The animal was located, killed, and its brain sent to the state lab.
And was tested for rabies and was found to be positive. This is the second fox so far this calendar year. The first one was up in Century last July, so now we have two foxes that are rabid in Escambia County, Florida.
Health Director Dr. John Lanza says generally wild animals will not attack humans, especially if they are not provoked.
But in this case, and in any case with an animal that is rabid, they do behaviors that are unusual for them. They can be very aggressive, and in this case, the animal attacked the person. The person did absolutely nothing to provoke the attack. Fortunately, though, the person is doing fine.
Rabies is a viral disease infecting the central nervous system. It's transmitted by a rabid animal through a bite, scratch, or by contact with mucous membranes, such as the eyes, nose, or mouth. Brain infection and death are possible without proper treatment, and that treatment is not as scary as it used to be.
The classic story was you got shots in your stomach. That's not the case. There are a series of four shots that are in the frontal thigh area. There may also be some immune globulin that's given depending on the situation, but they're not the classic types of shots that we all have heard about.
Avoiding rabies is fairly simple, beginning with inoculating household pets.
Vaccinate your dog, cat, or ferret or horse will protect them against rabies, and you know then a bite from them is not going to be a problem. You need to keep the vaccinations up to date because they do go out of date, so you need to know either yourself or your veterinarian needs to keep up with that.
Such vaccinations are mandatory under Florida law, and Lanza says they're also required for people who work in the animal care industry.
Veterinarians, their helpers, animal control people can get a series of three of these shots. We generally don't recommend it for the entire population. I wouldn't say rabies is rare, but it is not frequent. The expense of getting three shots for the whole population, the risk is not significant.
Children should be taught not to go near wild and stray animals and never keep them as pets. There's no way to tell if an animal has rabies just by looking at it. Also, feed your pets indoors and keep them in a fenced yard or on a leash at all times.
Remember, we have 50,000 feral cats in Escambia County at any particular time, and I know animal control is doing the best they can to control that, but it's been a problem. You need to not allow your personal pets to roam freely so that they may interact with wild or stray animals.
In Florida, raccoons, foxes, bats, and cats are the animals most frequently diagnosed with rabies. Other high-risk animals include dogs, bobcats, skunks, and otters.
I remember about 10 years ago, we had a family that had pet raccoons that came in contact with a rabid raccoon. Unfortunately, we had to test those raccoons for rabies, and that requires killing the raccoons.
And Dr. John Lanza says, if you or your pet is bitten, seek medical attention immediately. For more information or to report an animal bite, contact the FDOH Escambia Environmental Health Office at 850-595-6700 or visit escambiahealth.com. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.